non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
show, we will have some news along with a plethora of Christmas theme songs. But for right now, we're going to head over to the community announcement desk. On Saturday, December the 9th, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be hosting their Pasko Sanayon from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Guardian Angels Church. Check-in at 11 a.m. Program begins at 11:30 a.m. and program ends at 3 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. In regards to our second event of the coming weeks, the Bynum Faith Foundation will be having their second annual Bynum Faith Foundation Fiesta, a night for food, dancing, and Filipino festivities with Minnesota Viking safety Cameron Bynum as he celebrates his culture by giving back. It will take place on Monday, December 11th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at Metro State University. And for more information in regards to this event, you can go to Eventbrite and look up the information in regards to this particular event. Hopefully we can be joined by Cam leading up to this benefit that he is having or post-event and get his thoughts on the second annual event. The first event was last year, and it was at the restaurant Apoy in Minneapolis. And this year, the food will be catered by Cocina, which is located in the Mounds View area. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first story of the day. And this comes from the website, thenerdsofcolor.org. For people that do follow them online, they also have a great podcast out there that has a lot of content and grades of many different genres, especially in the entertainment field, called the Show Pow Show, where it's hosted by three hosts and a person that's been very helpful from time to time, I've reached out for advice on the whole podcasting front and doing a show in general is Patrick Michael Strange. And hopefully one day in the future we will have Patrick Michael Strange on the show. Right now, we'll head over to that article. The past 3 years have been troubling time for people with the pandemic and the murder and hate crimes against Black and Asian Americans. It can make or break you as a human being. In PJ Raval's documentary, Who We Become, three young Filipino women grapple with a global pandemic while forging unexpected connections with their families as they deal with the unknown of the coronavirus, the Black Lives Matter peaceful protests, and the circumstances surrounding Asian hate. The film is self-documented time capsule of these women as they figure out who they are and becoming during this time. It also showcases the unbreakable bond between Filipino family and community. The trailer and documentary reveals something most Asian families have had to deal with: ultra-conservative family members. It's easy for a lot of people to say, cut off family members for their opinions, but for many, it's more complicated than that. Remember when you started going to college? You came home a liberal, a dad tells his daughter in the trailer. There's also generational trauma when it comes to mental health and dealing with changing world around us. Who We Become premiered at the Los Angeles Asian Pacific International Film Festival. This film was sold to Ava DuVernay, Arai Releasing, and is set to premiere on Netflix on December the 1st. And for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. And the name of this Christmas theme inspired song is Feeling Blessed Ngayong Pasko.
Mga kapuso, ang sarap talaga ng feeling ng Kapaskuhan. Kasi feel na feel talaga natin kung gaano tayo ka-bless.
Bawat isa sa atin may kakayahang magpasaya ng iba. Sa maliit man o sa malaking paraan, pwede nating i-share ang ating love.
Ito ang mga kwento ng mga kapuso nating naging blessing sa iba dahil sa love, hope at joy na kanilang ibinigay.
Bless na bless talaga ang delivery rider at proud tatay na si Elmer Malianao dahil nakagraduate bilang cum laude ang kanyang anak. Kaya naman, idinikit niya sa kanyang bike ang graduation photo ng kanyang anak with matching pakwintas pa. Kaya naman, Kuya Elmer, saludo kami sa iyo.
Muling kikislap ang mga gabi, muling babalik ang mga ngiti.
Talaga namang nakakabilib ang kabutihan ni RM Capillas dahil iniwan niya ang kanyang BPO career para alagaan full-time ang kanyang ama-amahang na stroke. Kaya naman talagang feeling blessed si Tatay Avelino dahil sa pagmamahal ni RM.
Blessed ka kapag nakasakay ka sa jeepney ni Tatay Mike. Uncle Kimwell.
Masasayang araw ay napalitan, napalitan ng kalungkutan.
Ngunit salamat sa iyong pag-ibig, magliliwanag ang daigdig. Ngayon'y unti-unting mapapawi, dilim ng kahapoy hahawi.
Bangon tayo.
Ngayong Pasko'y sama-sama tayo. Sama-sama tayo. Sama-sama tayo.
Sa mga panahon tumigil ang mundo, kung kailan lahat ay nagbago. Kasama tayo.
Ngunit salamat sa iyong pag-ibig, magliliwanag ang daigdig. Ngayon'y unti-unting mapapawi, dilim ng kahapoy hahawi. Muling magniningning bawat Pilipino,
kasama tayo. Bangon tayo.
Ngayong Pasko'y sama-sama tayo.
Sama-sama tayo. Sama-sama tayo.
Muling iikot ang mundo, muling mabangon ang Pasko.
we wound up playing two Christmas theme songs there, first of which was Feeling Blessed na Yung Pasko, and then we also played Sama Sama Tayo. But right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from abcnews.com. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. condemned a deadly bombing on Sunday, blaming foreign terrorists as police and military strengthened security in the country's south and around the capital, Manila. At least 4 people were killed and at least 50 injured after a bomb exploded during a morning Catholic mass at the University Gymnasium in Marawi, a city in the south of the country besieged by Islamist militants for 5 months in 2017. I condemned in the strongest possible terms the senseless and most heinous acts perpetrated by foreign terrorists, Marcos said in a statement. Extremists who wield violence against the innocent will always be regarded as enemies to our society. Law enforcement operations to bring to justice the perpetrators of the terrorist activity will continue unabated, Defense Secretary Gilberto Torodo told a news conference. There were strong indications of a foreign element in the bombing, he said, refusing to elaborate as to not to compromise on ongoing investigation. Fragments of a 16-millimeter mortar were recovered at the scene, Senior Police Officer Emmanuel Peralta told the news conference. The blast in Marawi, the capital of Lanao del Sur province, followed a series of military operations against a local pro-Islamic state group in the southern Philippines. The military group said, including one on Sunday in Lanao del Sur, that led to the killings of the leader of the Daula Ismailia Punte group. It is possible what happened this morning was a retaliatory act, Armed Forces Chief Romero Browner told the news conference. The Islamic State linked seized Maui in May 2017, seeking to make it a Southeast Asian wilayat, or governance for Islamic State. In ensuring 5-month battle, the Islamist fighters and the Philippine forces killed more than 1,000 people, including civilians. Military officials surveyed the gym at the Mindanao State University, which appeared intact except for burn marks in the center where the explosion occurred, according to images shared by Lanao del Sur's government on Facebook. White plastic chairs were strewn about. Videos posted by DZBB Radio on X showed rescuers carrying injured people of the gym on plastic chairs. Police officers in Mindanao and the capital region were placed on high alert and police checkpoints tightened to prevent possible follow-up incidents, police officials, Peralta said. The Coast Guard directed its district to intensify pre-departure inspections at ports. Mindanao State University is deeply saddened and appalled by the act of violence that occurred during a religious gathering, the school posted on Facebook. We unequivocally condemn in the strongest possible terms the senseless and horrific act, the university said. It was suspended classes until further notice. And for right now, we are going to play another Christmas theme song, and the name of this song is Love Is Us.
Dalawang taon na tayong nagpapasko nang hindi magkakasama.
Ipinagdiwang natin ang pinakamasayang araw ng taon sa kanya-kanya nating mga bahay.
Bagamat masaya rin naman ang mga nagdaang kapaskuhan,
iba pa rin yung magkakasama tayo
sa pagbunita sa araw ng kanyang kapanganakan.
Kaya ngayong taon,
Babawi kami.
Ipadarama namin sa inyo ang aming pagmamahal at pasasalamat.
Dahil miss na namin kayong lahat. And once again, that was the song Love Is Us. Right now, we are going to
the program with another Christmas theme song. It is by the group Pentatonix featuring Lea Salonga. An interesting fact about this song, Christmas in Our Hearts, it was originally recorded in 1990. It was a song written by Jose Marie Chan, and he originally wanted to sing this song with Lea Salonga, but because of her contractual obligations to her record label at the time, she could not sing the duet with him. So to sing in his place, his daughter, Liza, sang the duet. But now we get to hear Lea Salonga and what she would have sounded like on this song, Christmas in Our Hearts. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
I see girls and boys selling lanterns on the streets. I remember the child in the manger as he sleeps. Wherever there are people giving gifts, exchanging cards, I believe that Christmas is truly in their hearts. Let's light our Christmas trees for a bright tomorrow, where nations are at peace and all are one in God.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let him be the one to guide us as another New Year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts. In every prayer and every song, the community unites, celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Lead us back to the manger where Christ the child was born.
So come, let us rejoice. Come and sing a Christmas carol with one big joyful voice. Proclaim the
KFAI is proud to present Wild Horses, the Foxgloves, and Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles at the Turf Club on Wednesday, December 20th. A triple bill featuring all local acts, bringing you the finest the Twin Cities has to offer in the alternative Americana and folk rock scene. Tickets for Wild Horses, the Foxgloves, and Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more.